Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is Dennis Leary on the phone right now? Dennis Leary is on the phone right now. Dennis!
Well, well, well. I'm with you, Greg. I think they should just leave the window and the door to the balcony open and let all the guests sit below and sip drinks and listen.
Nothing wrong with hearing
it. It's like a production of Young Frankenstein done live.
Yeah. Or Porky's. What was her name in Porky's? The gym teacher?
Kim Cattrall's character,
yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Wow. That's some information right there. How about that trivia? He has it right on the tip of his tongue.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
How you been?
Porky reference. I'm good, man. How are you?
Great. Great.
How's it going at AEI?
It's going good. I mean, we're off to a good start. We got good ratings, which is surprising to me, but, you know, everything's
Why is that surprising to you?
I'm just being self-deprecating.
Are you humble bragging?
Yeah, I'm humble bragging.
Humble brag.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we're number two. Curtis thinks that's the highest we're going to get.
It's our ceiling.
But someday
who's number one?
It's the Sports Hub. They're number one.
Sports Town. Living in a sports town.
Yeah, we're 1-2. I mean, listen, I'm only 2 months in there, or whatever it is, 3 months into it. We'll be there. I think right now, probably this is going to be our highest rated segment ever, Dennis.
Really?
Higher than
right now?
Higher than Gronk?
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
What are you up to? What have you been doing?
I just finished shooting a limited series. Called The Moody's Christmas, which will be on, believe it or not, even though I just wrapped on, what day is this, Thursday? We wrapped on Monday, but it airs on December 4th, less than a month from now,
Is it on, like, the Hallmark Christmas channel? Or
No, it's on Fox.
Okay.
It's Down and Dirty, and it's basically, if you took The Ref and turned it into a 6-episode television series, that's what it is.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds really.
I think you're going to like it.
Were you, as an actor and a director and all that, an artist, were you upset like somewhere when Netflix announced that you'd be able to fast forward or speed up for binge purposes?
Yeah.
You were pissed about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Ridiculous. Absolutely. I mean, I know we all suffer from ADD at this point. It's just getting worse with binging, but seriously. You can't just sit there for the hour and watch an episode of Succession or whatever it is. You have to, like, make it into a 40-minute version. I mean, come on.
Curtis and I often say that Succession is the best show on television right now. I don't know if you agree.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And
unbelievable show.
And the second season was better than the first, which often doesn't happen.
You know, as an actor and a writer, you know a show's good when you're watching it and you actually start to get jealous and begin to hate everybody because you wish you were in it. And that's how I feel when I watch that show. That show is so unbelievably good.
Dennis, as a comedian, obviously you're not a fan of the fast-forward button in general, but like the fact that Seth...
If I was doing stand-up on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And you fast-forwarded one of my specials, you wouldn't be able to understand it. I talk fast to begin with.
This is true. You know, this is very true.
It is almost
it would sound like a munchkin. You know what I mean?
It's like the 1.5 button is pressed on the podcast on your iPhone. But, like, it pissed me off reading about, like, being able to, like, go through the political section of Seth Meyers' special. Like,
yeah.
Is that what we're
yeah.
now getting to, where you can just yeah. basically, like, have a censorship button on your remote control? Kiss off.
Yeah, did you hear about that, Dennis? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
It's like a stop.
Sorry.
It's stop.
I'm sorry, but listen, you don't want to hear it, change the channel. You don't want to see it live. Don't buy a ticket and go to the show. That's just the way it works. Comedy is comedy. So... You know, the thing about comedians, you guys know this, especially with a certain group of comedians, I'll include myself in this group. When you tell us not to do something, we're going to do it, okay? That's how we became comedians. When the nuns and the teachers in school said, whatever you do, don't open that door, We're the guys in the back of the room going, we're opening that door. Yeah. You know? So we're contrarians by nature. You tell us not to do something, it's just going to come back worse. So
it's kind of like, I wanted to get your opinion because I don't remember if we talked to you about it or not, but it's like with regard to Comics Come Home, when people were really upset about Wanda Sykes. And it's mm-hmm. like, as somebody who put that show together, like, well, how did you feel about that?
Well, listen, that there's nothing you can do about that. That's the crowd's reaction.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get Nick DiPaolo didn't make it any better because when he followed up, he went political as well.
Yeah.
Particularly sensitive time of time to do both sets. But, again, my response is, you don't like it, you can leave, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you watch Seth Meyers' Netflix special, knowing that he likes to do political bits on his TV show? He's probably going to do some, you know, in his Netflix special. Why would you watch it then, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's a tough, I mean, it's a tough time anyway. Like, we talk a lot about the cancel culture and about people going back and looking at tweets or going back and listening to things that you said 15 years ago. It's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous. And listen, we have too many statues as it is, so we don't need more statues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every single sports stadium has a statue out in front of it now. Listen, when you're talking about Ted Williams and Carl Yastrzemski and, you know, franchises that have a history to them, that's great. They should have some statues. But, like, the Florida Marlins having a statue of what? You know? Wade Boggs? I mean, I don't even know what you'd have a statue of.
Just a sad fish.
Yeah, listen, this is one of those things where people are hypersensitive and they grew up being given trophies left and right just for showing up. And every time they cried, they got a bigger trophy. That's fantastic. But now you're living in the real world. So if you turn on a Bill Burr special or you turn on a Dave Chappelle special or Amy Schumer or whatever, get ready to cry. All right? That's just what's going to happen if you're that sensitive. Comedy might not be for you.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like when you look at, and I don't know how you feel about this, but about Louis C.K., like, you know, what he did, disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean he never, ever gets to work again?
Listen, there's a big difference between him and Harvey Weinstein, right, on certain fronts.
Yeah.
But that's up to Louis. That's up to Louis and what he decides to do and what his next show is about. People will make their decision. You can't stop people from going out and performing. You can't stop a rock band that you don't particularly like from going out and doing a live gig. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You can try to cancel the world. We're still coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Again, it's the proof is in the pudding. So, you know, you'll see what he comes up with, how he talks about those issues. I'm all for people getting a second chance or getting a comeback or whatever it is based on some kind of redemption. I think he's in that area where he could be redeemed
at some point.
He's got to talk about it, you know?
Dennis Leary is our guest, and we had Cam on a little while ago, and we talked a little bit about Comics Come Home, the 25th year, which is Saturday at the Garden, and it's a pretty good lineup that you got this year, Dennis.
Yeah, we're really excited, and plus we have a couple of huge surprises built in. But listen, I got to tell you guys, we are sold out, but we are releasing another 100 specialty tickets. So that means if you want to go, you got to jump online or call Ticketmaster ASAP because there's only 100 seats left. And it's going to be, I mean, this is probably the biggest show we've ever done. It's just, are you going to be there, Greg?
Yes, I'm going.
Good. So you're in for some surprises. And I'm just really, really happy about the lineup anyway. Mulaney and Bill Burr and Bobby Kelly and Lenny Clark, who are my, you know, two of my touchstones who come back every year. Kelly McFarland is her first time with us. And, of course, the comedy legend Steve Wright, who, you know, I mean, I can't even, there's nothing to say about him. You know Stephen Wright.
Yeah.
You know he's going to be great. But there's a couple of big musical surprises and some other surprises built in, and I think we're going to have a great time. This is probably one of the biggest ones, if not the biggest one we've ever done in terms of being jam-packed end-to-end with comedy and action, you know.
Hey, by the way, a texter says, are you surprised that nearly everything that happened in Demolition Man is now coming true in the
You know, it's kind of funny, right? It's unbelievable. It really is.
We're talking about, like, you know, driverless cars and banning plastic
political
straws
correctness. Yeah, banning meat. Yeah. You know, it's all coming true. Who would have known that Wesley Snipes and me, Sandra Bullock, and Sylvester Stallone were really speaking to the future when we were making that movie? Not me.
That's how you know how to use the three seashells, yeah.
Hey, the other thing I want to mention, guys, is I'm just getting into some other plugs. This year, I'm also doing, this is the 19th anniversary, or 20th anniversary of the December 3rd fire in Worcester, Massachusetts, back in 99. Yeah. So if anybody wants to help us out, I'm doing what we call a social media documentary, which is going to be released a couple weeks before the anniversary into December, which is a piece about the six men who died. And I don't know if you guys know this, but all six of those men have been replaced by their sons as firefighters in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is a really amazing story.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an amazing story. So we're going to tell that story as a documentary and release it on all my platforms and my foundation's platforms as we approach that anniversary. But I want to let people know, if you want to donate, you'll see that those pieces of that documentary coming out as we approach December 3rd. But if you want to donate to help firefighters all over the country, or specifically in Worcester, go to LearyFirefighters.org and you can donate there. And one other plug, next weekend is our 19th annual Michael J. Fox Gala. A funny thing happened on the way to cure Parkinson's, which is also sold out, so there's no tickets left for that concert. But you can also go online and donate to a great cause to help cure Parkinson's, MichaelJFox.org.
Well, you're a good man, Dennis Leary. You do all
that stuff.
Those
are my plugs.
You do all that stuff. If you had to guess, you had to say right now, which team is more likely to win a title this year? Would you say Patriots or Bruins? If you had to say, or Bruins. I guess Celtics. If you had to say right now, Dennis.
Boston Bruins.
Bruins. Wow, they're unbelievable.
We look great. We are unbelievable. We were very deep last year. We're even deeper this year. And I'm worried about the Patriots, but they still have a shot. I just think the Bruins are they're playing just even better than last year. So that's my answer.
Are you still skating?
I sure am.
Yeah. I gave it up. I'm too old. I can't do it. You still have the rink at the house?
I'm not skating well, Greg. I'm a stay-at-home defenseman now. It's basically me. Here's how I play now, right?
Yeah.
So I'm 62 years old. If I'm playing and you're under the age of 50, I'm allowed, if you're getting past me, which most guys are, I'm allowed to clutch, grab, trip, slash. That's just the rules when I play now, okay? So if you're a 25-year-old and you're thinking, I'm going to go right past Dennis Leary, well, not really, okay?
You still have the rink at the house?
No, I don't have that rink anymore. I moved, and believe it or not, I moved, not on purpose, I moved to a new town where a buddy of mine has a rink, about 300 yards from my house at the end of the street, and another old friend of mine has a rink 7 minutes away from my house, and there's an indoor rink 2 minutes from my back door. So I live in Hockey Town.
Are you in the future home of the Bradys, Greenwich, Connecticut, by any chance?
No. Why? Is that where they're moving?
Yeah, that's where they're moving.
Oh, so I could just go over and kind of stalk Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for now. I have a goal. He's going to be real happy to see me ringing the buzzer, huh? Dennis.
All right. Well, it's Comics Come Home 25 on Saturday. And as Dennis said, just released about 100 tickets. And so you go to Ticketmaster to get those. And see
you have to get online or call now.
Okay.
And then don't forget the LearyFirefighters.org if you want to donate to help firefighters. And if you want to help the Michael J. Fox people, that concert is sold out in New York next weekend. But you can go to MichaelJFox.org and donate to that great cause. That's three causes. There we go.
Well, Dennis, it's great to talk to you. And thanks.
I'll see you Saturday, man.
Yes. See you on, guys. See you on Saturday. All right. Thanks, Dennis.
All right. Now, next time I call, I want you to be number one.
We'll do our best.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we can do is to put the effort in. And
Come on. Let's go. You got to get. I'm not hearing it in your voice. I want to hear that killer, you know. We're going to be number one, right?
He's low energy, Dennis.
I'm low energy. Right. I'm a little low energy. That's my thing. I'm kind of a low energy guy. But you're a high energy guy.
All right.
You're a very high energy guy.
Bye.
All right. We'll see you later. All right. That is Dennis Leary, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.